Radical Leftists Threaten to Bird-Dog Conservatives at Home, Church. By Christina Wong on February 1, 2024. Radical leftists plotting to stop former President Donald Trump from winning re-election in 2024 recently came to Washington, D.C. to stage a rally and intimidate staffers for a conservative think tank working on plans to join his prospective administration should Trump win. The rally took place steps away from the Capitol in front of the main office of the Heritage Foundation, which has been working on Project 2025. A plan to staff a prospective Republican administration as well as counter the left's influence in federal government by recruiting more conservative employees. One of the activists speaking at the rally on Saturday was captured on video threatening to harass staffers at their homes and churches. "We need to go find out where they live, where they go to church, who they hang around with, and bird dog the asses." Cheering and a reply of "Hell yeah!" could be heard in the video. The rally also marked the formal launch of a nonprofit organization the far-left activists are calling Stop the Coup 2025. The organization claims on its website to be nonpartisan but is aimed squarely at preventing Trump's re-election and resisting his administration should they fail. The coalition behind the effort include an amalgam of radical groups: the Center for Popular Democracy, Human Rights Campaign, CPD Action, Vocal New York, and Rise and Resist. The groups held the town hall on December 17 at the LGBT Center in Manhattan that was co-hosted by longtime radical leftist activists Aunt Christine Dedeschi and J.W. Walker, a New York anti-fascist, or Antifa, organizer. Organizers of the rally used typical leftist inflammatory language that could potentially endanger Heritage Foundation staffers' safety. For example, an Instagram post by one of the organizers of the rally said, "Our message, no day one dictator. Stop Project 2025. The Heritage Foundation is hazardous. In 1 year, the GOP plans to install a day one dictator and dismantle our democracy. Help launch a year-long campaign of action against Project 2025. The post added, "There are still a few seats on the bus from the NYC LGBT Center to DC on Saturday morning." Another organizer posted that the purpose of the rally was to bring public and media attention to the threat to U.S. democracy that the Heritage Foundation's Project 2025 represents. The organizer said, "Our goal is to increase the attention mainstream media pays to Project 2025's goal of dismantling our U.S. system of government, reinforcing white supremacy, erasing the LGBTQ community, women's rights, labor, immigration, and other rights, and urge Americans to sound the alarm and vote against this dangerous GOP platform in November," the organizer wrote. The Stop the Coup 2025 coalition is only one part of a vast and well-funded network of radical far-left organizations who have worked since Hillary Clinton's failed bid for the White House in 2016 to stymie Trump's presidency. According to Jessica Bowman, a Northeast Florida-based conservative grassroots activist who has extensively researched the effort and the groups behind it, "The radical left is putting on full display their anxiety for a Trump victory in 2024. Significant effort is being placed on building out and organizing for a revamp of the Stop the Coup and resistance movements for an anticipated 2025 inauguration of Donald J. Trump as the 47th president," Jessica said in a statement to Breitbart News. The Heritage Foundation's Project 2025 has the radical left even more freaked out than the realization that Hillary Clinton was not elected president in 2016 and that Donald Trump was the 45th president. The left's brazen coordination and language threatening supporters of Donald Trump and their hate for a presidential candidate should concern all Americans, Bowman, who is also the secretary of the libertarian-leaning Republican Liberty Caucus, added. Breitbart News's Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle featured Bowman's research in a recent article that exposed the depth of the network behind the Stop the Coup 2025 effort. As highlighted by Boyle, this radical network known as the Democracy Alliance now dominates the left and influences Democrat messaging all the way up to the White House, he wrote. "For years, this network of leftists grew from a powerful vast left-wing conspiracy unmasked a decade ago into now being the dominating force on the left determined to stop Trump at all costs. What's more, these leftists clearly control what top Democrats are saying, forcing their leaders to adopt their narrative. They even regularly openly brag about controlling what the sitting president of the United States says, taking credit for Democrat President Joe Biden's dark re-election campaign messaging, where Biden has warned of MAGA extremists on the rise. The level of influence and control that this leftist network has over elected officials is essentially unprecedented in world history. Everyone from the sitting president of the United States to top law enforcement officials at the federal, state, and local level to leading Democrats in Congress and in states around the country are using these leftist playbook and talking points, following them close to verbatim. Nothing remotely like it exists on the right in U.S. politics. And never before has there been such a sophisticated leftist structure and control of at least half of American discourse in a presidential election year. As Breitbart News highlighted, the titular head of the leftist network is a group named Indivisible. The group started in the aftermath of Clinton's loss by two Democrat Senate staffers who are also husband and wife, Ezra Levin and Leah Greenberg, and is now backed by leftist billionaires seeking to push their leftist agenda in the halls of power. Indivisible is backed by George Soros, Reid Hoffman, who is currently funding E. Jean Carroll's lawsuit against Trump and was funding the super PAC for Nikki Haley's presidential bid until she lost the Republican primary in New Hampshire, as well as other donors such as San Francisco mortgage billionaire Herbert Sandler, New York real estate heiress Patricia Bellman, and oil heiress Leah Hunt Hendricks. The group has raised nearly $6 million since its inception in late 2016. In addition to an office in D.C., which has a staff of about 40 people, it has more than 6,000 volunteer chapters across the country. Related, NPC robots, leftists mechanically chant anti-Trump slogan outside Manhattan DA office. The New York Times' Ken Vogel wrote in an October 2017 piece about the left's resistance to Trump. Perhaps no group epitomizes the differences between the legacy left and the grassroots resistance like Indivisible. As Bowman recently told Breitbart News, Indivisible won over the Democracy Alliance in 2017. Indivisible took a well-funded, yet disorganized, Democracy Alliance, and transformed its left-wing spiderweb into a well-organized and powerful specialized network. This allowed for independence, strict adherence to communication guidelines, and dependence on network leaders to bridge the gap. The alliance organizations focus on their individual specialties such as climate change, banning assault weapons, etc., while remaining networked to the entire spider web and having grassroots activists ready to mobilize. Funding flows from various deep-pocketed liberal pass-through charitable organizations and membership-based funding organizations. The organizations also pass money to each other. Indivisible serves as both a network manager and a grassroots organization structure for these organizations. Indivisible has taken credit for both of Trump's impeachments and the left's current lawfare against him, or the weaponization of the justice system to target, harass, and attempt to disqualify him from the ballot. In early 2023, the group outlined its 2024 strategy in a manifesto titled, A Practical Guide to Defeating MAGA. The document was one of the first places on the left to use the terms authoritarianism to describe Republicans and Trump, and reads like a script for what President Joe Biden would later say in speeches about MAGA Republicans and their extremism. In fact, Levin, the co-founder of Indivisible, gloated in an ex post that Biden was using the group's messaging. He posted earlier this month, after Biden's Valley Forge speech earlier this month. Biden is running an It's the Extremism, Stupid campaign, and I am here for it. It's not where Dems started in 2022, but it is where they ended up, and it worked out spectacularly. Biden/Harris have internalized that lesson, and they're rerunning the successful play, Levin wrote. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.